This is Mind Food Radio, smart thinking.
And welcome back with Ben Starr today here on Mind Food Radio. Of course, for any details on anything you've missed in today's show, jump onto mindfood.com. You won't want to miss this segment. We've got Dr. Helen Smith joining us now. She's a GP, but she sort of specialises in the world of hormones and helping women get through life. How are you, Doctor?
Oh, very well, thank you. Yes.
What made you get involved to be a GP, and why do you want to get involved in the hormone side of it?
Yeah, well, for me, even at medical school, I was always interested in preventive medicine or nutritional medicine or approaches that help somebody stay healthy.
Mm-hmm.
And in general practice, you know, I spent a lot of years, sort of 15 years, helping families and children and women and men with their health. And then as I sort of went on, there was the big scare that came up about hormone replacement therapy in breast cancer and so on. So I started looking at what other natural options are there to help, you know, women, especially with their hormones.
Do men have hormone problems?
Well, they do actually. There's what's called the manopause.
The manopause?
Yeah. It's really, from about the age of 40, men's testosterone drops by about 1% to 2% per year, just the production. And there's certain key nutrients like zinc and selenium as minerals that they need to kind of keep up a good supply, you know. So it's quite important for the guys to keep up some exercise, not overdo the alcohol, and keep some men's minerals going to help with the testosterone. Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting. And what sort of effects does it have for men? I mean, is it noticeable? Would women be able to pick up on this real quick?
Yeah, they will. Tend to feel a bit flat. Muscle tone starts to drop off a bit. You know, they go to the gym or do exercise, and it's not quite the same as it used to be.
Right.
Energy, and then sometimes just like, you know, the actual sex side of it, the erectile function can drop off a bit as well. So they notice all these changes that, you know, that go on.
So for men, do you think just having, what, a zinc tablet each day or something like that?
Zinc's rich in, it's rich in oysters, if they like oysters.
I love oysters.
Try to recommend foods where you can, you know, it's rich in pumpkin seeds and all those sort of pumpkin, roast pumpkin and that. But some men are having such a hard time with it that they'll see some of the men's clinic or the doctors that do, you know, testosterone gel and creams and things like that, you know, to help them with a bit extra.
Okay.
There's good research on testosterone actually helping prevent heart attack and things like that. So it's a pretty good area, and they keep an eye on their prostate health, and zinc helps keep your testosterone healthy, so it's not sort of troubling the prostate.
Fantastic. Now, what about women? What happens for women? They get a bit of a rough trot in the hormone department,
they do.
Don't they?
Yeah. It sort of starts, I mean, you know, you've got your teenage, the hormones kick in, and they can have trouble with their hormones then. And often, again, there's minerals like zinc and a good diet, and keeping off too many sugars helps the teenage girls.
Mm-hmm.
And then as they come through to their late 30s and then the 40s, the ovaries stop producing so many eggs, and so there's the ovulation or the egg production actually drops off. And normally what happens in a woman's cycle is as she's coming up to the period, the egg is produced and you produce progesterone.
Mm-hmm.
So when that cycle stops being so active, you can get a lot of symptoms just before the week or two before the period, including, I mean, so the men probably aware of this as well, but the women, you know, become very irritable, quite anxious, trouble sleeping. And some of the simple things that help that out, I mean, exercise is actually good.
Mm-hmm.
And the B vitamins, particularly B6, which is one that women take, and evening primrose oil. Some of the specialists use evening primrose oil for breast, you know, tenderness before your periods. Keeping up a good supply of iodine, you know, like kelp and the iodized salt.
Look, it's very, very interesting advice. And look, thanks for coming on today's program. We'll have you back at some other point because this is a topic that can go on forever.
Yes.
And if you would like more information, go on to mindfood.com. We've been chatting today with our wonderful friend all the way over in New Zealand today, and Dr. Helen Smith. Thank you, Doctor.
Thank you.
Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.